Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 801 on ESPN 97.5. Deshaun is not changing his number to 22, Rick. That's the longest yard. No, he's not going to prison.
Wouldn't he go with 18?
I'm not going to say he's not going to prison. He's not going to be the quarterback in prison.
Wouldn't he go with 18 for all the women who said they had interactions that were just fine? Wasn't the number 18?
Well, was 22 Mean Machine? Wasn't that Burt Reynolds' number?
I believe.
I thought that was what it was for. He's saying it's for the 22 complainants.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You have to ask him.
Yeah. I don't think that's it. I think 20 wasn't that Burt Reynolds' number?
I'll look it up here.
22.
Paul Crewe. Yeah, Paul Crewe. 22. Yes.
22. Is that a coincidence?
Well, Deshaun better hope not.
I think not. I don't believe that's the case. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, Astros lose again. Back here now. How about this? No TV for this game. Streaming on YouTube only.
I saw that. I saw a reaction from someone going, that sucks. Is it free on YouTube or do you have to pay like a pay-per-view type deal for it?
I don't know the answer to that question. The series opener tonight, and it looks like it's going to be Javier. It's going to be Javier going against the Angels tonight. It's going to be exclusively streamed live on YouTube. No AT&T Sportsnet. It'll include Blummer along with Matt Vasgersian.
Vasgersian?
Vasgersian. Isn't he Matt with the Texans? Is there?
No, that's somebody else.
Oh, that's Vasgersian.
Yeah, Matt Vasgersian's been around a long time.
Brett Dolan. The return of Brett Dolan. Love Brett Dolan. He's a great guy.
It's going to be through the MLB's official YouTube channel. It doesn't appear, from what I can tell, it's you're going to have to pay. You can just, right. I wonder if there's, you can just pull it up and it'll be on live.
Yeah.
And it has it set up. You can set a reminder for yourself right now. It says live in 10 hours. So I guess they'll have a pregame show as well for it. So yeah, it's
right.
It's a different way to watch a
game. It's going
to
be Blummer, Vasgersian, Brett Dolan, and Mark Gubiza.
Okay.
And it'll also feature a live chat in which viewers can participate. And we know how many people just love the Astros.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
and you can. They can be part of the broadcast.
That's a general thing for YouTube when they have live streaming things. There's a chat option, and I imagine, will it be moderated? Because I'm sure it'll be full of positivity.
Oh no! Everybody just loves the Astros, so I'm positive. Now you can take the chat out.
Yeah.
Which is advisable
or
if people are going to piss you off.
You can get in there and fight with people you don't even know.
Yes. Yes. You can aggravate yourself the entire game.
Now, you have to be signed in the chat so people will be able to, if you have any type of content on your YouTube or your real name, people will be able to know who you are in the chat. So that's the one protection, I guess, unless you just create an anonymous chat, a YouTube sign-in so you can yell at people.
They have your computer.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean the people who you're fighting with, not YouTube itself. But yeah, so it's the MLB game of the week. I don't know how they chose Angels and Astros for that. I guess Mike Trout and I guess there's some star power. But yeah, I guess they do it every week.
Oh, so they do?
It's the MLB game of the week live on YouTube. So it's not specifically an Astros Angels thing. So I guess they do it every week. And this week it's the Astros.
Huh. I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah.
Well,
just another way to reach people.
I Is this how? Or just do it like where I can find it very easily?
Well, if you're
if you're YouTube.
A lot of people have cut the cord. And I guess if they're trying to reach a different audience and go, hey, watch our product. Because, I put a story in the rundown about MLB.TV had its best week last week ever as far as people going through their app and watching games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So they're finding some success with online games. So this is another way to try to drive people to their online services.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam Sandler and WAR 18. Yeah, we know. How about that? 22 and 18.
Either way, it works out.
Adam Sandler WAR 18. Does he want to wear 22?
I think he'd wear
for
18.
Paul Crewe, or does he want to wear 18 for
Paul
Crewe?
The first one, or yeah, the second Paul Crewe. Well, the first 22 is in a better movie, but 18 would be a positive thing. Where these women said, "No, my interactions with Deshaun were just fine. I don't know what these other women are talking about." Except one of the women decided to tell people that she wouldn't work with Deshaun anymore because he was doing too much stuff. And then she had to do another interview saying, oh, all that stuff meant is that he was just around a lot of people, so on and so forth.
He was around too many people with COVID or something.
Yeah, that stuff. That's why
I thought, wait
concerned.
A minute. I thought he was doing these because of COVID. Remember? Wait.
No,
what?
Yeah, that she had to walk back. She had to try to explain why she was telling people she wouldn't do it. I think she did a local interview with, I forgot which station it was in town.
He had to get these 40 different massage masseuses because of COVID, remember? Wait, what?
That's what we were told.
Wait a minute, aren't you supposed to have fewer? What?
I don't think logic had anything to do with this.
Here's good news. The Manhattan DA's office will no longer prosecute prostitution and unlicensed massage. Cy Vance has moved to dismiss thousands of cases dating back decades amid a growing movement to change the criminal justice system's approach to prostitution. Art says, DW forced it to the Jets? Is that still in play? Maybe.
DW4's problem isn't it is part of his problem, but his willingness to get a massage. It's his alleged willingness to take it farther than the massage therapist or non-massage therapist wants. Like, if he's not going to curtail his alleged transgressions, I don't care what the law says. He's still going to get in trouble.
Well, here's the deal, though. It no longer prosecute prostitution and unlicensed massage. What if you're a two-tool girl?
You do both.
Now, DW4 is interested. Okay?
Is he or is he more interested in the woman who isn't the prostitute? And he's just trying, and he's hoping that because I am who I am, I can. She would want to do this for me when that's not what she normally does.
Well, what if I just luck into it? Look,
I don't know the psychology behind.
Well, yeah,
what,
I didn't
what
know
he
it.
Wants.
Now, turns out you were a two-tool player. Okay,
but two-tool player means you're limited, doesn't it?
Not in this case.
Apparently not.
You do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but. It seems to me, as the amateur therapist on the show, that his psychology would be that he doesn't want that one tool. He wants...
No. But if he lucks into it, he walked into a perfect storm.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to talk to Deshaun about would the lucky...
Or was it like cheating for him?
Wow. Oh, this isn't real.
You were a hooker all along.
This is my thing. I don't think he's looking for that.
No, he's not looking for it. But he could have gotten fooled into it.
I think it takes away from the experience.
Yes,
if he turns out to be.
Absolutely, but he might walk into a perfect storm.
Mm.
And no wonder James wanted to go to the Nets. Well,
did you? James had some foresight. Yeah. He had a little guy in the DA's office knowing what was coming.
He had an informant.
Oh, maybe.
Let's get Reese in here. Hey, Reese, what's going on?
Hey, real quick, James Harden is on the Derek Jeter level. He knows how to handle his stable. Deshaun Watson doesn't. I want to talk about the money that the Astros were offering Carlos Correa, because it seems like with their offer Correa, they could have just gave to Springer. You wouldn't have that hole in center. Springer could play, all outfield positions. Hit, and he's always been a hitter. But Correa has never done none of that. Aside from not being healthy, I just don't know why they didn't keep Springer and just let Correa walk, because we don't know what he is. And I would hate for I'm not the fan that wants to see my team give out $300 million contracts. I never, ever have seen where that has worked out. Never. No, even the what's the guy in Detroit? I can't remember
Cabrera.
His name. He's Benefit. Yeah, he. I mean, every time these guys get these contracts, it's over. Their career's pretty much done, and it's just dead weight on a team. So I'd rather them not give Correa big money. I wish they would have kept Springer for the money that we're giving.
Yeah, the difference is 31 years old versus 27 years old. That's the difference. So
I'll take an older Springer over a young Correa any day.
Yeah, I don't know if they wanted to give him 5 years, you know, at 31. Is he going to still be hitting?
Are they, but and they're not willing to give Correa 10 at certainly
no.
at 26.
I don't, they offered 5.
Yes.
I think
so long-term deals are out for the Astros.
Apparently. Yeah, that's what it looks like. And they don't want older guys making $25 million. Springer in the last year of his deal is going to be 36 years old making $25 million. I don't know.
And, I mean, not for nothing. Dude ain't playing right now anyway. So at 31, he's not even on the field for the Blue Jays because of issues injury-wise.
Yeah, I think the – listen, I think the best odds are that neither of the guys are going to be here.
Yeah, you have been kind of locked in on the Springer thing for a while, knowing you were saying for a while the likelihood of him remaining in Astro once he was due for a deal wasn't high.
No.
Was there anything they could have done other than offer him something that no one would have offered him to keep him to stay? That would have gotten
him
to stay?
No, I think he probably would have taken the 5-125 from the Astros.
Okay. So it wasn't so
they didn't give it, they didn't offer.
Okay, so it wasn't such a thing where he wanted out no matter what.
No. No. Listen, he was pissed about not coming up early, but you know, and starting his clock early, and he felt like they did screw him a little, but he wanted to stay here. It's just not good business giving a 36-year-old $25 million a year.
No,
it's just not good business. I don't really mind the way the Astros are going. I'm not giving Carlos Correa that money. I know that's the going rate. That $34 million now is the number for a guy who's got a 783 OPS career. Okay, or 823? I think it's 823. Whatever the case may be. Is that really the number?
Yeah,
I'm just old fashioned, old school, but man, it seems like a lot of money for a guy who, well, first of all, isn't around as often as Carlos Correa isn't around, and secondly, I mean, the production is great in the postseason, and that's all fine and good, but it's been just too inconsistent.
Yeah, 833 OPS for him.
833, right?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, and it's only 17 games in, but 273, three homers, an OPS currently of 803. It's like, okay, fine. I mean, but I feel like you're asking for certainly franchise player money and franchise player years, and I don't know if that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a whole year to prove it. And I mean, so far not so good as far as him and the offense as a whole.
Right. Carlos has his OPS 1 year at 941, 1 year at 926. Right?
Uh-huh.
Lance Berkman's career OPS, 943. His career is 943. Carlos Correa doesn't have one season of Lance Berkman's average in over 15 years. Doesn't have one season over 943. And that was Lance Berkman's career. I mean, and you're going to get, he wants $30 million a year over 8 years? I'm just not doing it. I'm sorry. I really like Carlos Correa, and I would love for him to be an Astro, but my goodness, not at these prices.
Exorbitant.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be more economical with my money if I'm Jim Crane.
Could the Astros, if they decide not to give Carlos what he wants, could they get a comparable shortstop in this free agency period coming up with something? Say, you talked about it, how much the market, or I mean, how many guys will be coming up as far as shortstops are concerned.
Yeah.
Could they get a guy for the money they allegedly offered him?
I don't know. Javi Baez is thought to be behind Carlos as far as, you know, ranked shortstops. And he turned down 160 or 170 million from the Cubs. What? I mean, goodness gracious. I guess you're going to have to come up. Maybe Miles Straw can play short. I'm just
what
open.
What a come down. Look, so I completely understand your hesitancy. I just wonder if it's spring, if it's Cole, Springer, and then we look at 2021 offseason, and depending how the season goes, and then it's Correa out the door, and are you, and how do you replace that if you're not willing to spend that type
well,
of money?
Well, I think you're we haven't seen him not willing to spend money. We just haven't seen that.
Sure, but that's why I asked the question. What type of shortstop are you getting for the money you were willing to give Correa? Yeah.
Well, I mean, if Baez is turning that down, you know, Trevor Story's going to be up there. He's a couple of years older than Carlos. And the question is he going to hit outside of Coors Field? I mean, there's question marks all. I mean, or maybe you're just not, those core players that won you a World Series are, you know what? There's fewer of them. That's all. 703-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you would like to get in here, we've got some rock, paper, scissors news on the other side right here on ESPN. It doesn't get any bigger than this, okay? It just doesn't get any bigger than rock, paper, scissors news coming your way next right here on the show. In the meantime, I want to talk right now about my man, John Clay Wolf. It's Thursday. Saturday morning is his show. John Clay Wolf said he's bidding on 800 cars a day. He's bidding on over 800 cars a day is what he's bidding on. That's just ridiculous, John Clay Wolf.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm going to San Francisco, sitting here getting ready to get on the airplane.
I thought you were in Chicago.
I know it. And then Monday I'm going to be in Nashville. I'm coast, homie.
You should have planned that better. Chicago's closer to Nashville. You don't want to fly all the way across and then all the way back to Nashville. You just planned that poorly.
I hear you. We're growing this thing nationally, and it's a big job, and it's been pretty wild, but it's working. And, a lot of office meltdowns, growing pains. Women in the office can be catty. I don't know if you noticed this. And I've had several scenarios where, like, women call me managers, ladies in the office that have gotten empowered that say, if you don't fire her, then I'm going to quit.
That's
a tough position to be put in by any woman.
Yeah, that sounds like. I think men could probably do that too, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to, qualify for one gender. I don't know.
But it's I'm noticing more in that gender than the other gender by a long shot, and a lot of cattiness and a lot of I'm really empowered. I've got a lot of women managers. I've got a lot of minority managers. And, I mean, the general manager of the place is a Hispanic woman that's been with me forever. But all my key people are ladies. Because you know why I do that, Granato? Because, like you and I are friends. But I know that if I let you inside, then you'd immediately do the man thing and start trying to figure out how to knock me off and steal it for you.
Right.
That's how you are, Granato.
Well, and I'm Italian, too. So that.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Right.
So the ladies don't have that gene as heavy as the men. So I surround myself like with those key positions with women so that they won't try to steal from me and knock me off. Mm. But then they get onto each other. So I'm having another problem. It's caused another problem, and I didn't know if you could help me fix it.
Yeah, I really don't. There's no solution for that, really. That's the age-old question, isn't it? But we got to take a break here, John Clay Wolf. We really appreciate the insight on buying your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Houston media critic says, why are you using the outdated Pulp Fiction, the Dickie Dale? It doesn't... Well, it doesn't work anymore. What do you mean it doesn't work anymore?
It's anymore
like
for
trigger
what?
For this show.
What does it mean it doesn't? How does it not work?
I don't know
work?
How it doesn't work anymore.
It's the opening to the show.
Yeah.
Like,
it's been the opening to the show since 1997.
Look, Cheers has. Do you remove the opening from Cheers because...
Well, Cheers doesn't work anymore, though. And they stopped recording it.
No, but
we
Cheers
still do it.
Cheers
yeah.
still... People still watch... I use... Like, people still watch The Office and they don't record anymore. It's on Netflix.
Or yeah. Wouldn't you hear that piano on
yeah.
The Office?
On the Peacock, I think it's on there. People still watch it. It's a valuable product. I mean, people fought over it. NBC got it back from, I think, Netflix.
I think this is more a Jeopardy thing. Would you change the Jeopardy song?
So
because it's still
or
going.
Or even Wheel of Fortune.
It's still going.
Something that's current. It's been around a long time.
I don't know
time.
What the Wheel of Fortune song. You know what Jeopardy is, though. Da-na-na-na. You know that's Jeopardy. And when you hear Dickie Dale, you know it's us.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it doesn't work anymore means.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the opening to the show.
That's that open. That's been the open and going to be the open.
People, like, to your point, when people hear it, they know it's the start of this nonsense we call a radio show.
Mm-hmm. Wow, John Clay Wolf even made JG uncomfortable.
It was a little much.
Your finger was on the button, wasn't it?
My finger was on the I don't take no orders button because just to add some humor because I was like, I don't like.
unless he can claim that whole act is just an online character, this dude's going to catch a suit at some point. Yeah.
Well, he's been doing it for years now, so I'm not mm-hmm. sure. Look, if the people who he works with don't have a problem with it, I guess he'll be fine until he doesn't.
I'm giving why are you giving Dell the credit for getting out of that segment? I'm the one to cut that off.
Yeah, I didn't do anything but play the sounder. I backed away from the mic immediately.
I backed away from that one.
I don't want any part of it.
No. Did Lance fall asleep watching Banshee again and got stuck to his bed again? No.
No, Lance apparently is near death or was near death, so he'll be back to do the show later, I guess. But he had to get into the doctor's office. So we'll see him later. First, I don't know what his problem
right,
is,
though. Right. We'll see. Yeah, he's going to be here. He's actually going to work till 11 o'clock today. So
yeah,
he's going to get Throw Shade Thursday
mm-hmm.
and News of the Weird.
But he still will work less than he normally does, right? He's not going to get here till like at a minimum 9, right?
Does he really work that whole time?
I mean, the last hour... It's pretty much him taking the show off.
Well, he likes to look in rabbit holes.
I'm not talking about from 10 to 11. I'm talking about even from like
no, I know
9 to 10. He's right. Pretty much not working.
He's pretty, I mean, he a lot of times he's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Lance, I'm talking to you. We do this thing where we talk back and forth.
Let's get Chris in here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 in the HRMP listener line. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? Granado, like, usually I have to muffle my kid's ears when you're on the phone, but, like, with John Clay Wolf, you definitely, he tried to set you up there at the end, like, what do you think, Granado? And you actually took a back seat. I was very proud of you, you know?
Yeah.
I do think that you can relate to Lance, though. Have you ever had mornings after tapping the Rockies where you feel like you're on death, and then a couple hours later you're back in the saddle? I'm sure, right?
Yeah, no, that happens to me on a daily basis, actually. So
I thought so. Hey, I don't have a computer in my hands, but I was going to ask, like, so with Correa wanting those numbers with his 804 OPS and things like that, I didn't know if you mentioned Baez's OPS, but what are some other ones out there? So, like, and then can we move Bregman? He was a shortstop at LSU. Have you guys thought about maybe moving him to short?
Yeah.
And then what third baseman free agents are out there? I mean, could that possibly be an option? Kind of solidify the info. It's not like Bregman doesn't have experience there. Great show, guys. I'll hang up and listen. Hey,
yeah.
John Clay Wolf earlier.
Yeah, we've talked about. You know what? You might get a third baseman. I don't know that a third baseman is going to be cheaper. A really good third baseman is going to be cheaper. But you know, and don't forget, Yuli can play third as well, and he's at the end of his rope. But Bregman absolutely can move over to shortstop. Are you as good? No, you want Bregman at third, and you want Correa at short. Are you going to be as good? I don't know. You know what James Click's got to do? James Click's got to go find good players. James Click's got to go get good young talent. You know, Jeff Luhnow had the fortune to have top picks all the time because his team sucked. His owner let him go through 3 straight years of 100 losses, whereas a lot of times, you know what? James Click doesn't have that luxury, but you know, he's got to find – you can find baseball players. I mean, the draft is like 900 rounds. So you can I mean, you can find baseball players. You got to just draft really well. You got to replenish the minor league system. You got to develop players at the minor league level, and you got to get them up here to the big leagues. I mean, it's going to take some time. Not everything. Now, you are going to have Verlander money. You're going to have Greinke money. You're going to have Correa money. You got Springer money. You're going to have money that you're not spending anymore that you might be able to go and bring in a guy. Are a lot of guys attracted to playing in Houston? I don't know. After everything that happened, I'm not sure that that is going to be the case, that everybody just can't wait to flock here and get booed and trash cans thrown at them in the outfield. I don't know. I don't know that that's the case, but I know this. You gotta do a much better job with this minor league system, which is really it's at a DEFCON level.
Yeah, it needs to be replenished. As you mentioned, there'll be a lot of money available. James Click's biggest move so far is signing Lance McCullers. I'm not blaming him for the Springer thing, or I'm not gonna blame him if Correa has a number that's way out of bounds and they don't pay him. And if you continue to be right about Jim Crane and he's willing to allow his general manager to spend money, he will have to do things in free agency to make up for the talent deficits that's about to take place.
So Baez turned down 160, 170. He's not an upgrade at short. He's not an upgrade as a player. Corey Seager is an upgrade.
Yeah, but why would Seager leave?
Because he couldn't come to terms. So are you going to pay Seager?
Well, yeah.
Are you going to give him $300 million?
Are you going to outspend the Dodgers?
Yeah. Well, at some point, the Dodgers have to run out of money, don't they?
Why? They're in L.A. Why do they have to run out of money?
I mean, what? I mean, honestly, can they really just pay everybody the highest at their
position?
How
many questions did you ask? How many times did you ask that about the Yankees in the past when they were rolling? And they just kept doling out contracts. You tell me the Dodgers can't? Look, the Dodgers have been really good for a long time. They finally got their World Series in a fake year. Congratulations to you guys. You think they're going to stop?
No, they're not going to stop. But you know what? I mean, every Dodger wants to come here and be an Astro, I'm sure.
seems like a likely thing. Yeah. Seems like Corey Seager would love to come here.
Corey Seager was rookie of the year, his rookie year in 2016. He's been an all-star. He finished third, ninth, and 17th in MVP voting. He's got two silver sluggers. His OPS is 863, which is higher than both of the other guys, about higher than Lindor and Correa. Guess what? Corey Seager's going to get paid. Trevor Story is going to get paid, probably. I would think he's going to get himself some nice money. Those are the main guys. Seager, Baez, Correa. Lindor's taken care of already. Those are the main guys that are free agents this year, and I don't know that you're filling. I don't think you're filling with any of those guys. You want to know the truth? I think the favorite is moving Bregman over
and finding a third baseman.
A third baseman that you can maybe even a fill-in guy for a couple of years, an older guy that you know has got some pop and is toward the end of his career. And
yeah, I know people want to spend the money to extend the run, and I have asked this question before, and I just use the Dodgers and as an example, have been good for a long time. But how long should a baseball run really last? I know the 8 outs to go, but the Astros have been to four straight
ALCSs,
and five?
Two World Series.
How should that's a half a decade. They've been really good for half a decade. Is that the correct time frame? And then you have to we couldn't get one more, but that's the run.
Well,
we have to retool. You don't have to be 100 loss Astros anymore.
Well, no, right. I hope we don't get back to that.
Yeah, but half a decade seems, isn't that kind of the extent of a run now?
Sure looks like it's already over.
Yeah. I mean, as much as you don't want to think of it as being over, you were the best team in the AL for four seasons in a row.
Are we going to look back in July at this 10-game streak and say, wow, remember how bad it looked? But look at.
I'm not using this as.
I know.
We're talking about the future. Hopefully, because this has been really bad.
But it just looks like this. There's no pulling out of this nosedive.
I mean, talking about baseball game at a time is one thing, but since we're talking this existential worthy Astros, I just think maybe the run is the run. You've been a good baseball team since 2015. That is.
It looks like you're still a good team, though. I mean, you're still.
As far as one of those teams you look at and go, okay, they can win a World Series. I don't know if they're that right now.
I don't think that right now. What with, you know, not being able to
get
five hits at Coors Field.
I just think.
And two of them in the ninth when the game was over.
I just know we're trying to figure out ways to be really good for now and in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not in the cards.
Take a quick break. This is a quick one at the bottom of the hour. ESPN 97. We got vampire trash talk on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I love how you labeled that in the doc.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung,
and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, John, I was just listening. Who is the manager going to be next year? Because Dusty's got to go. Dusty is. I mean, right, this is the last year, right? I mean, they extended him like two games into last season, but it was for this year.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that Pawpaw Dusty's going to be here another 6 years. I hope he lives that long. But
now we're getting into ugly territory.
No. I want him to live. I just don't want him to be the manager anymore.
Understood. I mean, I'm sure
this isn't on him. They can't hit.
No, I mean,
his decision making is.
We got Spencer, the resident Dusty hater. I mean, depending on what Dusty does game by game, we'll get a call from Spencer, so we'll know if when Dusty really screws up. If we hadn't watched the game, Spencer will call in and tell us. I mean, it has to be, right? We're done here, right?
Yeah. No, we got to be done.
Yeah. I mean,
get somebody who's not 900 years old. I mean, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, does James Click foresee Dusty as the guy to manage whatever team he builds going forward?
No.
No, right?
Got to get a scapegoat in here. Got to get another Bo Porter. What's Bo doing?
No, Bo Porter's coaching the Rockets right now.
No, that's Steven.
Oh, sorry.
That's Bo Silas.
Sorry. I feel like he's on the same track, but he won't get three seasons. Was Bo Porter here for like 2+ seasons? Is that what it was? Like he got fired at the end of season 3, kind of? Did he make it through season 3?
Did he make it through season 3? I don't know.
Was he killed off before the season finale of season 3?
I don't know. He wasn't Boromir. Was he?
you nerd. A Lord of the Rings reference. Bo Porter only made it. He only managed 300 games.
You called for Spencer?
See,
guess what?
I told you. Bo Porter managed 300 games, so he didn't make it through. He didn't even make it through season 2.
Wow, poor Bo.
Yeah.
He caught it.
He didn't make it.
300 in?
Yeah, he didn't make it through season 2.
He's got to be around somewhere.
I feel like Steven Silas may not make it through season 2.
No.
The way they're set up right now.
Steven Silas.
He may want out himself. Look, you don't want to throw away an NBA job, but thanks for doing me the favor. My money's guaranteed. Thank you.
Right. Every He's coach aspires to be pinnacle of their job, and this is what I got.
But he's got a real shot to be buried by his record, and no one gives him another chance.
Yeah. Let's see what Spencer has today for Dusty. Hey, he did take Straw out of the lineup. I know he had
only because of COVID.
Well,
shot,
but Chaz McCormick, he came through in a big way. Was 0-for-4. Nice. And you know what? If you're going to put in a guy who's never played, you got to lead him off. Apparently.
You know what? You know, at least he put McCormick in instead of Straw. But for me, the move of the day for Dusty was in the ninth inning when Daniel Barber's on the mound. He's a right-handed pitcher. In his career as a right-handed pitcher, lefties slug 47 points better than right-handed batters. Last year is 135 points higher, and this year so far, in limited numbers, 739 points higher. So with the tying run at the plate in the top of the ninth and Yordan on the bench, Aledmys Diaz hit a comeback or end the game. So tip my hat to Dusty, saving Yordan for extra innings. It was a genius move. So we'll see what happens today.
Well,
so I just congratulate Dusty on once again outthinking all of us.
Spencer, I would appreciate, because those are numbers we're not going to get into because we're just dumb. Could you do that every day? If there's a move of the day by Dusty, could you call in if you have the opportunity
and call us the move of the day?
The Dusty move of the day.
Absolutely. What I usually do when I see him make a move that doesn't pass the smell test, I go to this thing called the internet that I don't know if Dusty knows about it, and it has baseball reference, and it takes about 45 seconds to pull up splits. And I was thinking about Miles Straw, and I went and looked at something. In 1980, Omar Moreno led Major League Baseball in plate appearances. Why? Because he was really, really fast. And in 1980, it made a lot of sense to lead off somebody who was really, really fast. His on-base percentage was .306, and the Pirates didn't make the playoffs. So I like the fact that this is retro baseball. I enjoy it. I'm hoping the Astros will put down some turf. Maybe get a second baseman like Tommy Herr, who hits 7 home runs and drives in 100 runs. It's going to be beautiful. Mm. So I love the throwback baseball. Let's go back to the rainbow jerseys and just see what happens.
In Dusty's defense, I would say since the tying run wasn't even at the plate yet, you're saving Yordan till the tying run comes to the plate.
Was 6-3. There were 2 men on.
No, there's 1 man on. 1 scored already.
Aw.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the effort, Spencer. More Dusty moves of the day going forward.
Yeah. So there was just 1 man on.
You ruined it, John.
It was 6-3. It was 6-3.
Nah, you ruined it.
Yeah. So.
But still, maybe you use Yordan to get to the next guy? As opposed to having a lead miss at the place?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you save Yordan for the tying run.
Well, and then you didn't even have the opportunity to get to, because a lead miss is. Did what he did. It's great to think about that, but if the lefty is so dominant against him, maybe you hope and pray that.
Yeah, I mean, I can see both sides. But
who was up next? Who would have been up next?
Yeah, I think. Listen, Maldonado, you threw your pinch hit for Maldonado.
Yeah,
yeah. So Diaz has been he's been one of your best hitters at .256. I mean, you're very
limited.
As bad as Dusty's been, he's really, really tied. He's got got both hands tied behind his back.
I guess the question is, would he have pinch hit from Maldonado with Yordan?
Yes, he would have pinch hit.
Was Yordan up?
He would have pinch hit Castro with 2-1.
Yeah. So the question is, was Yordan in the on deck circle? Yeah.
Well, you can always get him up.
Sure, but if the plan is of Ledmus is on, Yordan's going to get up. He would have already been up. So was he in the batting? Was he in the?
He would have been. Yes.
Why?
If Diaz gets on, then Yordan was going to bat.
Maldonado. Diaz was the last out of the game.
Yes.
So the assumption was that Yordan would have already had to been in warming up.
Yordan had a bat in his hand.
Was he in the circle?
We don't care about the circle.
Yes, we do.
No.
Because why would you wait until Aledmys Diaz gets on?
Because then then you got to call Maldonado back.
Why?
Because then it makes it more dramatic. And then here comes Yordan.
I hope you're assuming that Yordan, and that should look. You hope as a competent manager that would have been the case. But he should have been in the on-deck circle anyway, because unless Aledmys gets on, the game's over. So he should have been waiting to come to play.
So what do you do then if Yordan comes up? Do you walk Yordan because there's an open base?
Well, fine.
I know now it's you second, have but there's an open base.
Now you have the winning run at the plate.
But Yordan's your only guy that can hit.
Understood. But, okay, if they walk him, understood. You're playing the percentages, but I would just like to know visually if Yordan was actually in the circle.
We don't know that.
No.
All right, so we didn't play the vampire.
No, you want to hear a vampire talk about soccer.
We're going to hear a vampire talking soccer when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We're going to get to this story. I mean, I was thinking, I was literally thinking about Pedro León and you know, why not, what the hell? Why not just throw him out there? Who cares if he can hit or not? I know you're going to ruin it. Just throw him out there. He's got to be better than Miles Straw. First of all, he plays center field. They're moving him. They're playing him at short now. They're working him at short.
Well,
dude looks a lot bigger than 5'9". He's 5'9". I mean, he is put together.
I guess we know what the plan, the possible plan is. With the succession to Correa.
He's a hitter. León dazzled during simulated games. An 0-for-12 showing in Grapefruit League play, though. Oh,
that's comforting.
That's all right. That's the same as Straw.
Get him
this guy can feel the position.
Get him all the at-bats you can. I want him ready at some point.
He hadn't played organized baseball in a year, so that's why they got to bring him along slowly. Yeah. Whatever.
So they're working
him up.
They're working him in at shortstop. Because they see him as a replacement.
Yeah. Non-roster invitee Brian De La Cruz drew rave reviews throughout spring training, even making a final push for Houston's fourth outfield spot. 24-year-old Dominican. We need more Dominicans on the team.
Or anyone that's not named Miles Straw.
Right.
So if you...
Excuse me.
What's that again? What's that, sir?
There are too many white people.
Excuse me.
I don't know if there are too many white people. There's just one white guy who we'd ask not to play as much. If he was pushing, why isn't he up? If he had rave reviews, Miles Straw,
bring him up.
It's such,
he sucks.
Why is Miles Straw so far ahead of him?
Bring him up. It's okay. Who cares? Oh, well. So we ruin him for life. Who cares?
So we ruin him.
He goes
him
David
for
Carr.
Life.
Oh, well.
That's not a great approach.
Oh, well. But maybe he gets a hit. As opposed to Straw, the Straw McCormick combination watching now.
Maybe he doesn't lose the ball.
So big news for, you know, you people that like soccer.
Uh-huh.
Those people got their way. You're going to ruin my whole league. I don't like it.
No one's...
You guys want to start a super league. It's not super for me.
This is from the guy who whines about lineups every day. We're not gonna take that from you.
I don't like it. You guys.
Arsenal. Dusty, play well. Stop playing Miles Straw. Why is Miles Straw always in the game?
Stop it. You want all
to change my whole league.
All we do over here is whine about managerial decisions. What are you talking about?
So... The Super League was exposed. The Super League was, I mean, you want to talk about a bad decision by the owners.
Not reading the room.
No, they did not read the room of England, the entire country.
Yeah, it was like,
not reading the country.
The whole country's like, this is stupid. Stop it. Oh, you guys have a problem with this? We thought you'd be fine.
So, the UEFA president, I don't know. Is that the UEFA president?
UEFA.
UEFA.
The one you think sounds like a vampire?
Well, here's him talking about the ownership, talking about the decision to not have a Super League and go back to the way it was.
Come to your senses. Not out of love for football, because I imagine some of you don't have much of that. But out of respect for those who bleed themselves dry so that they can go to the stadium to support their team and want the dream to be kept alive. For those, you change your mind.
Tell me he's not a vampire.
Well, he did.
And he looks like a vampire.
He did reference blood as well.
He did. For the blood.
Bleed themselves.
Bleed themselves. And I love it.
He's got a Bela Lugosi thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's... That dude's running soccer.
Why?
In Europe?
You can't sound like that and run soccer?
Well...
What's the problem?
I mean, how many victims?
He probably did victims.
Yeah.
You mean you think he actually sucks the blood of people?
Is he from Transylvania? We don't know.
Do
you know where he's from?
Yeah, it's easy to look up.
No.
I mean, he is from Slovenia.
See?
Where Goran Dragic is from. Is that, Goran Dragic a vampire?
I don't
is
know.
Is Luka a vampire?
I've never heard him speak.
He sounds very similar.
So, yeah. Is that guy not a vampire?
No.
That's all I'm saying.
I've seen pictures of him in the daylight. So unless he's a daywalker.
It was in a dark
room. No, I've seen pictures. Not this one, but I've seen him out in the sun. So unless he's a daywalker like Blade, half human, half vampire.
He's got all night games.
No. You can pull up pictures of him out in the sun.
We also previewed Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yes, you did mention that.
So you want to play? So Nick Sirianni, by the way, I have to see his name, because if you ask me, hey, who's the Eagles' head coach
now?
Yeah,
no one knows.
I have no idea.
No.
Nick Sirianni and it's one of my peeps, too.
He's one of your people.
Yeah. Well, he goes about it. He's got, apparently he's fun in games, this guy. He's the anti Bill O'Brien. He just wants to have fun. He wants his players to have fun.
Yeah, and here's Nick Sirianni.
Come to your senses.
No, that's the vampire.
You don't know what he sounds like. He could be the same guy.
No, he's not from Slovenia. He's from Italy, only by way of America.
Come to your senses. That's what he says to draft prospects.
Come to your senses.
Yeah.
Join the Eagles.
Here's Nick Sirianni talking about trash-talking prospects.
I'll tell you, I think some of you guys are wondering, like, what game? We didn't go earth-shattering on these games, right? I played a couple of them at Rock, Paper, Scissors, right? That was as easy as that. Rock, Paper, Scissors. Let's see how competitive you are. I'm competitive. I'm going to be talking trash to them. Did you talk trash back to me, right? Jeopardy. There's different ways to do it. It looks a lot of different ways, but our coaches got so creative with this. Like, Jeff Stoutland, Brian Johnson, like, they
he just goes over their names.
Yeah.
So I don't. I'm.
It's through Zoom,
I'm betting
right?
The under on Eagles wins this year.
Well,
if we're determining how good our team is by who can play rock paper scissors,
it's about competitiveness. Like, if you get beat in rock paper scissors, do you want to go again, or are you just gonna whatever? Okay, that's a dumb game. I don't want to play. He wants guys. He wants fighters, John.
He wants to keep playing. Okay. Okay, 2 out of 3. Okay, 4 out of 7.
Yeah, he wants those guys.
5 out of 9.
He doesn't want the guys who say, okay, I lost.
I want a guy that wants to that can freaking block and a guy who can tackle.
Well, yeah, he wants that too.
Okay.
But rock, paper, scissors determines what's underneath.
Is it? Does it?
Apparently.
Does it really?
If you
I'm going the under on Eagles wins this year.
If you can't accept losing at rock, paper, scissors, you are Eagles material. Like, if you go, no, Nick, we're going again. Let's go again. Let's go again.
You suck at rock, paper, scissors.
These are the guys he wants.
Yeah. And you're trash talking. I don't know if you heard, Nick. No more trash talking.
Yeah, now that's a fine.
Yeah. You're going to get fined now, Nick.
Good luck with that. Nick, he is very anonymous. He was a coach with the Colts. That's really all I know about him.
He was?
Yes, he was a Colts assistant.
No one knew that.
No. People did.
No one.
I know this because there's a picture of him in Colts stuff as part of this story.
How did Nick Sirianni? I mean, damn, I picked the wrong profession. That's all you got to do is have a vowel.
How did Nick Sirianni is what people who backed Eric Bieniemy are saying. How did Nick Sirianni?
Yeah, I would have been probably passed over too. What with this?
No, Nick, stop rubbing your forearm.
Well.
And Nick Sirianni is Italian from Italy by way of Jamestown, New York, apparently.
Uh-huh. How did Eric Bieniemy get Nick Sirianni.
Nick's
never heard of Nick Sirianni before. He was
Eric Bieniemy is saying, "How did Dan Campbell? How did Nick Sirianni?"
He's Dan Campbell's a maniac, though. Now that's different.
I know.
Dan Campbell's isn't he gonna chop your knees off or something?
He wants knee biters. Is that?
Yeah,
what
he wants
said?
To bite. Yeah,
he wants to bite knees or something.
You think
along
Jeff Van Gundy could play for him?
Jeff wasn't a knee biter. He was just a grabber of oak tree legs of Alonzo Mourning. Speaking of the Knicks, pretty good.
33. What's with the Knicks?
They're competent. They well, they hired a competent coach, first off, for once.
Yeah, but they're all going to get tired of him in a hurry.
Well, yeah, their league leader in minutes, Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett are up there.
Yeah.
In a compressed schedule.
And then after the game, they're running sprints. And then after that, you know, they're having seven-hour practices days.
It's all good because they've been terrible for a while. So those are players who would like to win, and now they're getting results. But that'll change when they break down. I mean, this dude loves to play guys. And in a compressed schedule where everybody's taking minute time off because, you know, it's a bad idea. Julius Randle leads the league in minutes, 37 and a half. So yeah, that's what Tibbs does. His best player is going to be up there in minutes.
Boy, they're selling. Did you see the Knicks got their eighth straight win? Did you see the video afterwards?
Yeah, and they're the four seed now, and their fans are hyped about it.
They're the four seed. We're gonna get a playoff game. What?
Yeah, you're gonna hope maybe. Yeah, currently I think they're a half. They beat the Hawks, who were fifth. So right now the Knicks are a game up. As far as the fourth seed is concerned, I believe, or half a game up. The Hawks are a game up, a half a game going into the game. They beat them. Yeah, they're going to get in the playoffs. They may host a series, but I think any of the teams below them, like the Celtics and the Heat, would jockey to play the Knicks.
So they're a game out of sixth. Boston just a game back.
Yeah, it's very compressed.
I mean, they have won eight in a row.
Yeah, they have the longest winning streak in basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, the Knicks are a game and a half out of a play-in game. Like, the Heat are a game and a half back and won the season series. So, you don't think the Knicks are going to win, like, 14 in a row. So, a two-game losing streak could change their fortunes really quickly. But, yeah, they've been playing good basketball.
No, absolutely. Good for them. And then I didn't even realize. Watching the Jazz last night just dismantle the Rockets. I mean, Joe Ingles can put up a shot, you want to talk about. And everybody just seems like they got a trigger. Holy crap.
They shoot a lot of threes. I think for a team shooting 40-plus threes, their percentage is one of the highest in recent memory, considering the number of shots taken and then makes. Like, they shot 46 last night, made 17. 37% is a good percentage. The Rockets missed 39 threes last night.
Good
they,
for them.
They went 10 for 49.
Listen, watching those two teams play was...
Stark difference between the two.
The Suns are in second, a game and a half out. The Clippers in third. The Nuggets in fourth. The Lakers are in fifth right now. Portland's in sixth. The Lakers are 3.5 games out of the playoff, the play-in.
Yeah, they would have to. The Lakers have found ways. They've been pretty much 500 recently, 5-5 in the last 10. 5-5 in the last 10, so exactly 500. LeBron is still weeks away. Anthony Davis looks like he'll be back.
He's coming back tonight against Dallas.
So that'll help them. And that's if they beat Dallas tonight, that probably means Dallas ain't catching them because Dallas is the play-in seed right now. But Portland is Portland looks like the team that's going to fall into the play-in game. They've played poorly recently. Look at him. You can hear his.
I can't hear anything.
You can hear his chair in the background.
Can't hear a thing.
Yeah, as far as that 5-6-7, I think Portland's the team you're going to see in the play-in.
You think Portland's going to be in the play-in?
Yeah, they've lost three in a row. They're playing really poorly right now. Dallas is actually okay.
Dallas is okay.
They're okay.
Memphis is okay.
Portland's lost a couple games in the last couple of nights by 1 point. So they've been against the Clippers without Kawhi. I think Paul George did play, but without Kawhi. And then they lost last night to Denver at home by 1 point, too. So they've had some tough losses against the best teams in basketball recently. So I think Portland falls to 7. And Dallas moves up. But we'll see.
Well, they were moaning about the play-in game.
The Mavs were. Certainly.
The Mavs were.
They don't want to play in the play-in. They were actually crying as opposed to.
They don't want to be in the Super League.
Dusty, why do you keep playing Mouse Strong?
858 ESPN 97.5. Lance is back. All right? And he's better than
what
he was an hour ago.
Apparently.
We'll see. Next right here.
ESPN 97.5. Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.